My name is Okodi, Okodi, and we begin from home, where all seven members of the local government legislative council say they stand by the impeachment of the local government chairman, Honorable Israeli Dyson, and the former House leader, Honorable Ikpe Ikpe. Recall that seven members of the House had signed a resolution at Tuesday's plenary to impeach the chairman for alleged gross misconduct, misappropriation of funds, non-payment of entitlement to councillors, flouting of the Local Government Administration Law 2017, amongst other accusations. The new Legislative Council leader, Honorable Ikpe Ikpe, was also impeached by his colleagues for allegedly failing in his responsibilities as demand to cause the chairman to perform his constitutional duties to the legislature. In a chat with journalists in New York, the new House leader, Honorable Raphael Usoro, who represents Nkari Ward 4, said all seven signatories to the impeachment notice were never induced and therefore stand by their action.
Notwithstanding the fact that he has not had a meeting with us as stipulated by the 2017 administration law that was enacted by the House of Assembly, that he should stay with us and then render account of income and expenditure every month. But until this moment that I'm talking to you, nothing like that has happened. Seven of us have worked together. We cannot, even if we want to do it 10 times and in 10 days, or as many times as we are called upon to ask. They have been trying since yesterday to buy us up. No, we are not working for anybody. We are working for ourselves and the people of the local government, not for anybody. And therefore, nobody would have paid us. I think if somebody would have paid us, you will see the difference on our faces.
Speaking to the comments that the impeachment did not follow due process, the chief whip of the House, Honorable Odudu Ofiong of Ikpe Ward 2, cited sections of the Local Government Administration Law 2017 to back up their decision.
When people want to talk about that the process of impeachment was wrong, I ask question, because the Local Government Amendment Bill in 2017 says that in section 28 subsection 1C, he said the local government chairman shall present income and expenditure of the local government every month. And the Mr. Chairman of the local government, right on this way, that has failed. And again, that same law said that when the executive chairman wants to appoint either a supervisor or special advisor or a chairman of revenue, defense of all pass through the legislative assembly before on debating an approval before you appoint the such person. And the chairman has not been doing that. He has appointed a revenue chairman that we have no idea of. And the entire revenue of the local government have been paid to a personal account of someone, not even the local government account. And when people want to come and say that, people will start saying that the process was wrong. There's no process, because the leader has been, or we have been sending the leader every time to meet with the local government chairman with a letter written by the several legislative assembly. And he has been meeting with the local government chairman every time. We may not really know whether he has served the local government chairman the letter or not. But because we have been waiting for a reply from the local government chairman, he has refused to meet with us or to come and see us or to reply on the such message that the legislative have been sending to him. So we come up with the last option of impeaching the local government chairman.
On Tuesday night, a letter purportedly signed by the clerk of the legislature, Pastor Emmanuel Udor, and the sergeant-at-arms, Mr. Victor Akpan, had emerged, urging members of the public to disregard the impeachment reports. The release indicated that during the legislative sitting on Tuesday, the 13th of September 2022, the mace, which is the symbol of the legislature's authority, was taken away by Honorable Udeme Okon, resulting in a pandemonium. However, the chief whip, Honorable Odudu Ofiong, describes such letter as fake.
We are not even sure whether they are the ones signing the letter, because they were there and they witnessed what happened, and the leader and the clerk made everything that happened in the floor of the house yesterday. So nobody knows who signature is that. Nobody knows who make it, who write that. It was forged letter, because we're not even sure. The clerk had no power to write a letter against the elected councillors that already taken decisions and do something, and you said that there was no impeachment. You are a civil servant. A civil servant can be, but anybody can pay them. We may not know. That is a paid letter. After we have finished with the plenary section, one of them, the house leader, Honorable Solomon Tom, steal the mess and run away. We all pursued him and get back the mess after we have done. Everything has already done. We elected a new leader before the mess was stolen. So we have to pursue and get our mess back, because that is a symbol of authority.
The aggrieved members of the Ini Local Government's Legislative Council therefore urges the Akwa Ibom State House of Assembly to visit the area on an oversight function to verify the allegations against the Honorable Israel Dyson with a view to delivering genuine judgment on the matter. We now move